With SRN News, I'm Mitch Thomason. An apparent Israeli drone attack on a major airbase near the central Iranian city of Isfahan activated Iranian air defenses early today. It is described by observers as a limited strike, and our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says that's understandable.
Israel did not want to provoke a larger regional war. They already have a war with Hamas in Gaza and with Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, not to mention the Houthis.
The strike came in response to last weekend's Iranian drone and missile strikes on Israel, and that was a response to an attack on an Iranian diplomatic compound in Syria, an attack that Tehran blamed on Israel. State TV reports Iranian air defenses shot down a number of drones, and the drones were seen in the air over several provinces. At the request of the Columbia University president, the NYPD moved in to clear pro-Palestinian protesters from campus yesterday afternoon. More than 100 people arrested at the so-called Gaza Solidarity encampment. Also, at SRNNews.com, dozen jurors have been seated to hear former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Outside the courtroom, Mr. Trump held up a sheaf of papers, media accounts that he says are critical of the proceeding.
These are all, every single one. I haven't seen one that says it's a good trial. It's political. This is the Wall Street Journal editorial. And it's a shame.
The conservative House Freedom Caucus is blasting Speaker Mike Johnson, who the caucus says relied on Democrat votes to, quote, ram his foreign wars package with zero border security through the Rules Committee. The caucus complains that a speaker has never used the minority to steamroll his own party in the Rules Committee. This is SRN News. New poll asks Americans about abortion.
The numbers come from Rasmussen reports, and they indicate that 53% of likely voters describe themselves as pro-choice versus 37% who are pro-life and 10% who say they aren't sure. The survey also reveals that 66% of respondents do not believe that abortion should be legal in the final 3 months of pregnancy. The Biden administration supports legal abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minority Christians will be watching closely as national elections take place in India over the coming 6 weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party are expected to win, which would be bad news for Christians. During Modi's 10 years in office, persecution of believers has soared and has become increasingly violent. Supporters and critics agree that the prime minister has achieved staying power by making Hindu nationalism acceptable to the nation. This is SRN News. Operations disrupted at a California airport, and AT&T says it knows why.
Flights at the Sacramento International Airport were delayed for hours Thursday due to an internet outage caused by someone cutting AT&T wires. Charges could range from felony vandalism to more severe charges, depending on the motive behind it. In a statement, AT&T said it restored the internet and wireless service following a fiber cut, which they say appears to be an act of vandalism or attempted theft.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. BNSF railway attorneys expected to argue before jurors that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town. Closing argument scheduled today in a civil lawsuit against the railroad. The town of Libby, Montana, is among the deadliest sites in the Federal Superfund Register. More details, SRNNews.com.